们一起来学习的题目是哈利路亚。
And this afternoon, the topic for our mutual encouragement is Hallelujah.
这句话是圣徒最喜欢念的。
And Hallelujah is often used by the saint.
也是最有效的祷告词。
And it's also one of the most effective prayer you can give.
也是神最喜欢听到的话。
And it's also one of the voice that God loves to hear.
也是魔鬼最不喜欢你讲的话。
And this is the word that Satan hates to hear.
就是很简单，我们每个人都会的，就是 Hallelujah.
And this is very simple, the word Hallelujah.
所以今天我们来讲讲到底这句话是什么意思。
And today we're going to study what's the meaning of Hallelujah.
为什么神那么喜欢我们来讲这句话？
Why is that God loves that we can praise Him with Hallelujah?
我们来看启示录的第十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
第一节
，Verse 1，
启示录第十九章第一节
，Revelations chapter 19 verse 1. And after this, I heard what sounded like the roar of great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belongs to our God."
十九章的第一节说此后
，And here in chapter 19 verse 1, it says that after this.
什么东西的后面呢
？What is it after？
是指在十八章那边所预言的，就是将来大巴比伦城将要倾倒，将要毁灭了。
And it's after the fall of Babylon。
我们知道大巴比伦城就预表这个罪恶的世界。
And we have studied before that the city of Babylon symbolizes evil, corrupted world。
在圣经又用大淫妇来形容它。
And the Bible also used the prostitute to describe the city of Babylon.
它非常美丽。
It's a beautiful city.
非常荣华。
Very glorious.
但是它不断的要荣耀自己。
But it's a city that continued to glorify herself.
又很淫乱。
And it's also very immoral.
所以最后要受到神的审判。
And of course, in the end, it will face judgment by God.
在一时之间呢，它就要被毁灭。
And in one moment, it will be completely destroyed.
神公义的审判最后还是要出现的。
And the righteous judgment of God will soon reign in the end.
所以第十九章的第一节说，此后就是那个事情形容了，经过了之后，就听到天上有很大的声音。
So after this, it refers to after the fall of Babylon, I heard what sounded like the roar of heaven.
这个声音呢，好像群众在天上大声说。
And this roar is likened to a great multitude in heaven shouting.
天上是预表什么呢？
What does this heaven symbolize?
不单只是预表天国。
It just not symbolize the heavenly kingdom.
更是预表属灵的信徒的聚集。
But also symbolize the congregations of members.
其实我们今天在地上。
Today we are on earth.
但是我们也在天上。
We are also on heaven.
因为我们是属灵的选民。
Because we are the chosen believer of God.
所以约翰在灵里面听到，在天上有很多很多人在大声的念哈利路亚。
So John he heard in his spirit a great sound in heaven shouting hallelujah.
那我们要来当。先来要了解一下到底哈利路亚这句话是什么意思。
And today we're going to understand what is the meaning of hallelujah.
如果你看中文圣经这个小字或者英文圣经也有 footnote, 就写说就是要赞美神的意思。
And a footnote in the Bible, the meaning of hallelujah is to praise God.
这句话呢是直接从旧约圣经的希伯来文呢拿过来的。
And this is a direct translation from the Old Testament Bible,the Greek translation.
在新约呢只出现过这四次，都是在启示录第十九章。
And in New Testament, it appears four times. Hallelujah is in chapter 19.
那么 Hallelujah 就是要赞美的意思。
Hallelujah means to praise.
Yah 就是神。
Yah is God.
所以把它加起来 ，Hallelujah 就是要赞美神的意思。
And to put together Hallelujah is to praise Yah, which is God, is to praise God.
那么为什么这句话那么特别呢
？And why is Hallelujah so special?
在十九章里面，这有四次记载，有四次不同的讲到哈利路亚这个字。
In chapter 19, there are four instances that mentions this word Hallelujah.
如果我们有自己的圣经的话，可以把它从第一节到第六节看到有哈利路亚的，就把它画起来。
So when you you have your own Bible and you can read from verse 1 to verse 6, and you can come across Hallelujah.
那四次都是不同的人，那么有不同的这个特点重点。
And it appears four times, and four important circumstances.
为什么要讲 Hallelujah 呢
Why is that term that's hallelujah?
啊，第一次就是在第一节。
First time when it appears is in verse 1.
他说原因呢，就是因为救恩、荣耀、全能都是属乎我们的神的。
And meaning is that in verse 1, salvation and glory and power belongs to our God.
就是为什么要赞美神，就是因为这个意思了。
And why is that you want to praise God? It's because of the salvation and glory.
我们来讲讲这句话，到底救恩属于神的是什么意思？
And we're going to understand what does it mean that salvation belongs to God.
这个世界每一样世界物质的东西都是属于人的。
In this world, anything that's material belongs to men.
啊，这个物质啦，房子啦，
House,
车子啦，
car,
钱啦，
money.
神已经交给人了。
All these material things God has given to men.
你要有财富，世界可以给你。
And if you want wealth, the world can give you wealth.
当魔鬼啊引诱主耶稣的时候，他已经这样讲。
Because when Satan has tempted Jesus, he already said this to him.
只要你拜我，我天下万物都可以给你。
As long as you worship me, I can give you the whole world.
因为这个是已经交付给我的。
Because this world has already been given to me.
我要给谁就可以给谁。
I can give anyone I like.
所以魔鬼也可以让人家发财。
So Satan, the evil one, can make a person prosper.
给你享受。
And give you a luxurious life.
给你世界上的成功。
And give you success in this world.
这个不一定神才可以给你，魔鬼也可以给你。
And the success doesn't have to come from God. Satan can give you success as well.
魔鬼也可以让你中乐透，如果需要的话。
And Satan can allow you to win a lottery.
也可以用不好的方法让你发大财。
And also use evil means for you to prosper.
因为这个是属于世界的。
Because all these belongs to the world.
魔鬼可以给你。
Satan can give it to you.
但是他给你是为了要害你。
But when he gives all this to you, it's to harm you.
不是为了要帮你。
It's not to help you.
所以我们要搞清楚。
So you must differentiate the
difference. 但是如果你要找救恩的话。
But if you want to find salvation.
要灵魂得救的话。
You want your spirit to be saved.
这个东西呢是属神的，你一定要找到神才会有。
And this salvation belongs to God. Only when you find God, you can find salvation.
哥林多后书第二章第九节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter.
哥林多前书，对不起啊。
Sorry, 1 Corinthians.
前书第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, no eyes have seen, no ears has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who loved Him.
圣经中告诉我们。
The Bible tells us
神为爱他的人准备的就是这个救恩
that God has prepared to those who He loved.
是眼睛没有看过的
the eyes has not seen.
耳朵没有听过的
ears has not heard.
心里面都没有想过的那么好
mind has not even conceived.
真的，我们主耶稣给我们的救恩就是这样。
So truly, this is the kind of salvation that our Lord Jesus has prepared for us.
世界上有谁爱我们，好像主耶稣这样爱我们呢？
Who can love us like the way our Lord Jesus loves us?
没有人。
No one.
就是父母的爱也比不上主耶稣的爱。
Even the parental love cannot surpass that of the love of our Lord Jesus.
父母的爱很好，但是有它的限制。
Our parental love has its limitation.
时间空间的限制。
It's limited by time and space.
所以这主的爱没有这个限制。
However, God's love has no such limitation.
听都没有听过，想都没有想象过。
No eyes, no ears, no mind have even conceived.
神，全世界有谁会对你好？
In this world, who can love you like God?
这个世界没有利益关系的话，很少人会对你好。
In this world, if that's not for personal benefit, it's very seldom you come across people loving you as much.
除了父母之外，没有别人了。
None but your parents.
父母是可以不讲利益都对你很好。
Because parents' love is unconditional.
但是呢，父母之外没有办法找到。
But other than that, everything else is based on conditions.
神有办法对我们那么好。
But God can love us unconditionally.
在我们还没有认识神的时候。
Prior to us even know Him.
神就爱我们了。
God loves us.
还为我们舍命。
He even sacrificed His life for us.
所以这个救恩呢是从神来的。
So this salvation comes from God.
所以要找到救恩，一定要找到真神。
If you want to find salvation, you must find true God.
所以Hallelujah这句话很重要。
So Hallelujah, this word is very important.
你要求救，也要念Hallelujah。
If you want to seek for for safety, you also have to call up to Hallelujah.
你要求神救你，你要念 Hallelujah.
If you want to ask God to help you, you also have to shout out Hallelujah.
我们真耶稣教会啊，可以说非常看重念 Hallelujah.
In True Jesus Church, we emphasize a lot on this word Hallelujah.
我们的悟性祷告不是很强，也不会念很多。
In our prayer in words, we don't often do that.
因为我们有灵言的祷告，大部分信徒得了圣灵都会用灵言。
Because we often pray in spirit, because most of us has received the Holy Spirit and pray in tongue.
我们还没有得到圣灵之前呢，我们都学习祷告，一开始都是念哈利路亚。
But before we receive the Holy Spirit, when we learn to pray, we always start off with hallelujah in our prayer.
尤其是我们常常听到很多的见证。
Especially when we listen to a lot of our testimony.
当你有危险的时候很危急的时候，什么都忘记，不晓得讲什么了。
And when you hear people giving testimony, when they are in danger and not know what to say, they often call up to hallelujah.
你就念 hallelujah 就对了。
And as long as you call out to hallelujah, you'll be saved.
你会体会很多神特别的恩典。
And you experience all this wonderful grace from God.
有个姐妹告诉我。
There was once a sister told me
她刚信主的时候
that after when she first believed in the Lord Jesus
都不晓得要怎么样祷告
and she didn't know how to pray
但她祷告的时候就是念 Hallelujah
so when she prayed she would just keep saying Hallelujah
她也不懂得这句话有什么奥秘有什么能力、哦、
and she doesn't know the mystery and the power of this word Hallelujah
有一次她在开车冬天
So one day when she was driving home during winter day,
那个路很滑
and the road was very icy and slippery.
她自己很小心
So she was very careful when she was driving home.
但是人家不小心，人家从后面要快撞过来她了。
But people behind her wasn't careful, so somebody hit her from behind.
哇，她从那个镜子看，哇，不得了了，她这样冲过来了。
And
她停不了啊。
And at that time when she was being hit, she couldn't stop.
她就很危急的时候就念 Hallelujah
So in that situation it was in danger She called out Hallelujah
后面的车就撞过来她就往前退一下往前进一下
And, She felt this jolt when she was being hit
但是感觉上就好像不是直接撞下来是好像透过一些东西撞到她的车子这样
But she felt that she was being cushioned before there was something that hit her
哇很奇妙那就下车看一看
So she felt this was very miraculous So then she stopped her car
明明是有撞击的力量
She, of course, there was an impact from the hit.
但是是没有撞击的痕迹。
But there wasn't even any sign of her car being hit by another car.
心里面很感谢主啊。
So at the time, she was full of praises and thanks to the Lord.
可能主耶稣知道她刚信主啊，给她一点点体验。
So the Lord knows that she just believed. She's a new believer, and he allowed him to experience grace.
听到很多信徒的见证，很危急的时候，哈利路亚。
So oftentimes when we heard a testimony from our members when they are in danger, they always shout Hallelujah.
我记得我十几年前呢，在卡加利有一次开车的时候。
I remember some 10 years ago in Calgary when I was driving.
开去机场。
I was on my way to the airport.
卡加利那边都有很多大的那个路啊，牧师啊，很大的。
As you know, on the way to airport in Calgary, you will often see moose crossing the road.
这边好像比较少啊。
It's last year.
这边的土地用来盖房子了，空地不多。
There are not a lot of space here, so we don't find moose.
卡加利的哇，那个大路有时候你开到高速公路也会有。
But in Calgary, sometimes you would even see moose on the highway.
那些路都很大很高了。
And you see, because the road is wide and it's quite spacious.
一只都几千磅很重。
And each moose is also quite big. When they appear before you.
如果你开高速的时候啊，撞到它。
So if you were to drive on the highway in when you were to drive fast and hit a moose.
很危险的，不是它死啊，是你会死。
It would be very dangerous because the moose might not die, but you will.
它死没关系嘛，对不对？
Because it's okay if the moose.
如果你撞到它，你失去控制了。
Hit and die, but it's you will be in great danger when you hit a moose.
整个车翻了就麻烦了。
Because the car will flip.
那时候我在开车开一百多。
So when I recall when I was driving on a highway to the airport, I was driving for about 100.
看到有一只大鹿就挡在路中间。
And I saw this big moose.
哇，我都反应不过来啊。
And I couldn't react fast enough.
没有遇见过这种情况。
And I haven't prepared myself for this.
后来才听说有人说，如果遇到这种情况，你不能急转弯，不然的话你就会翻车啊。
Because I remember someone telling me when you met a moose on the highway, you shouldn't just quickly steer your wheel.
但是你直接冲过去
了。Flip.
它可能会挡到你的玻璃的。把你插进来了也很危险。
But even if you were to hit the moose, then it would also be very dangerous.
Because, 我那时候看到他。
So when I saw this moose in front of me,
我的 Hallelujah!
And I said Hallelujah!
他看我了一眼，然后马上就跑走了。
And this moose quickly ran away.
我说感谢神。
So in my heart, I thank God.
耶稣救我。
Because the Lord has saved me.
不然的话，撞下去哦。
Otherwise, I will hit the moose.
所以遇到什么问题有困难。
So whatever danger you are in or difficulty.
你就呼救神，神啊救我，哈利路亚。
You call out to the Lord, hallelujah.
我记得有一次在非洲坐车子。
Another time when I was in Africa.
啊，坐那种很破的那种烂车子。
I was in a very old vehicle.
啊，九人坐的，它可以坐二三十人在里面。
And it's a vehicle that is like a public transport will take nine people, but in that vehicle they were packed with 23.
又很旧的。
Of us.
我们就在里面坐啊坐啊，很挤啊。
是的
啊，这个 van 那种啊
，like it's an old van。
啊，结果坐到一半呢
，so I was in this van。
哦，那个车子怎么慢慢停下来了
？And suddenly it was going along its way and then it stopped。
原来它有一个轮子啊掉了出来。
Because one of the wheel fell off。
啊，轮子又跑比我们还跑得快。
And then this wheel fell off and was it ran off from the road。
就冒烟了。
So then it starts to smoke。
哇，当时很紧张，会被爆炸。
So I was very worried at the time this van will explode。
我们就哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赶快下车。
So I kept saying hallelujah my heart and I came down from this van。
感谢主，要平安没事。
And at that time I was very thankful that I was quite safe。
所以哈利路亚真的是很好用。
So hallelujah is very useful。
啊，你有什么危机危难困难祷告求神搭救都可以呼喊哈利路亚。
In whatever circumstance and situation, you just need to call out hallelujah to the Lord for help.
那么再看回来啊，这也说除了救恩之外，荣耀也是神的。
And let's look into verse 2. Besides salvation, verse 1, besides salvation, glory also belongs to God.
啊，所以念哈利路亚这句话的意思是说，你要归荣耀给神。
So when you say hallelujah, you actually giving your glory.To our God.
上个礼拜我们讲过了，巴比伦的特色就是荣耀自己。
And last week we talked about the characteristic of Babylon is to glorify herself.
要把这个功劳啊，要把这个荣耀啊，都归到自己的身上来彰显自己。
And they credit everything to herself.
啊，所以在世上会颁什么奖啦，表扬这个，表扬那个啦，很多东西。
So in this world, you want to glorify what you've achieved.This and that.
啊，音乐的奖啊，政治的奖啊，诺贝尔奖啊，什么奖都是要表扬人的那个名声。
And you see, there are so many awards in this world, whether it's in music, in science, it's all to glorify the work of man.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，神的子民，我们的一生就是有一个目标。
But the Bible tells us that as children of God, in our life, we have only one goal.
啊，我们的一生的目标就是要哈利路亚。
And our one ultimate goal is to say hallelujah.
就是要过一个荣耀神的生活。
Is to live a life to glorify God.
啊，让人家一看到我们就可以说哈利路亚。
So when people see us, immediately they will also say hallelujah.
哇，你的神很伟大。
That they will see this power of God in you.
你的神很祝福你。
You'll see this God has blessed you so much in your life.
因为神创造我们的目的就是要我们哈利路亚。
Because the purpose of God creating us is to glorify Him with hallelujah.
请看以赛亚书43章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
21节。
Chapter 43, verse 21. Chapter 43, verse 21. The people I form for myself, and they may proclaim my praise.
这里说神创造我们的原因。
Here it tells us the reason, the purpose why God has created us.
这个百姓啊，神说我为自己做的。
In verse 21, it says the people I form.
好述说我的美德。
For myself, so they may proclaim my praise.
这是神本来造人的目的。
This is the original plan of why God created man.
本来神创造人的时候，人有真理，有仁义，有圣洁。
When God first created man, in man there is truth, there's righteousness and holiness.
神里面所有的好的东西啊，都在人里面的找得到。
All the goodness in God can be found in man.
这个是犯罪以前的状态。
And this is a scenario before man fell.
所以一看到人就会说哈利路亚了，就说哎呀，感谢神了，神你太好了。
So the moment you see a human, you will say hallelujah because you can see the glory and the praises of God.
但是人犯了罪之后呢，就没有了这些美德了。
But after when a man has sinned, he has lost all this glory of God.
所以啊，一看到人，你不会想起神。
So when you see a man, you will not think of God right away.
今天你打开报纸，那么多罪犯，那么多罪恶的东西，你会想起神吗？
Today when you read the paper and see all the news, can you think of God?
今天的人那么坏，你打开你会想起你认识这个人，或者是了解这种事，你会想起神吗
？And you see all the evil that abounds. Can you think of the goodness of God in man?
人家骂人的时候都说你是畜生啊，你不是人啊，要想起动物了。
And every time when a person were to scold the other person, maybe use foul language and scold you like into an animal instead of God.
因为现在的人已经没有了神的美德在他里面了。
Because in a man you cannot find the goodness of God anymore.
但是我们神的儿女。神的百姓啊，我们是不一样。
But as people and as children of God, we are different.
我们一生的目标就是要让人家一看到我们就可以赞美神。
And the one purpose in lives that for other people to see us that we can glorify God.
让人家看到说哇，神真的是在你里面，你很好。
And for others to see that there's God in us.
哦，你脾气那么好，为什么呢
？And they will see how come you're so even temper.
哇，原来你是基督徒啊！
Because,
真好。
And then you can find out because you're Christian.
啊，你那么诚实啊，为什么呢
？And why is that you are so honest?
原来圣经教导你的，你的神真的是很好。
Because the Bible has taught you well, and your God is indeed is good.
我们一生的目标就是要哈利路亚。
So in our life, we must praise God with hallelujah.
让人家一看到我们就能够荣耀归给神。
So whenever people can see us, they will give glory and power to God.
所以哈利路亚不是只是个口号，内念就没有了。
So hallelujah is just not just a paying a lip service.
好，我们要想想怎么样才可以让人看到我们自己了，荣耀神。
We must think of how people can see God in us, that we can glorify God with our life.
最近我看到一篇《圣灵月刊》的一个文章。
And recently, I read an article in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
啊，是纪念一位长老啊，他过世了。
And it's an article that's to remember the life of an elder who has passed away.
这位长老在社会上非常高的地位。
And this elder, he has quite a high status in society.
是大学啊，大学里面的董事局的董事。
He's a director in a university.
啊，又在生意上也很成功。
And he was also very successful in his business.
做人也很成功。
He's also very successful as a person.
无论是教内的人呢，或是教外的人呢，对他都是。非常好的评价。
And whether the people in church or outside church, they all has given him quite a good
reputation, huh? 很好的评价 ，regards, high regards.
They all have high regard for him.
啊，有人就请教他了，长老啊，为什么你又可以事业又做得那么好，家里又那么好，灵性又那么好？
So there are people who came and asked him, how is that you can excel so well at home and at church and outside church?
啊，有什么秘诀？
What is the secret of your success?
这位长老笑笑了，感谢神。
So this elder, he often will smile and reply, I would just thank God.
他没有讲什么秘诀。
And he didn't offer any secret of his success.
他就说感谢神了。
He just kept saying, thank God.
因为是神给的。
Because everything's from God.
好，无论你有什么秘诀，如果没有神给，当然也是没有用。
And you can have all the secret, but if they are not from God, it's useless.
啊，所以什么都是感谢主。
So everything we must give thanks.
有位年轻人去找工作。
And there was a youngster. He went and looked for work.
啊，他去见面试很多的工。
So he went to many interviews.
哇，一开始他很有自信。
So in the beginning, he was quite confident of himself.
他讲得很好啊，英文也讲得很好，分数也不错啊。
And he's very fluent in his English.
他想说应该会有回音嘛。
And so he thought that he would probably find a very good job.
结果呢都没有回音。
But there was no reply in everywhere he went.
哎呀，他就开始紧张了。
So he started to get very worried.
他想说，哎呀，是不是我太靠自己了
？And what he was thinking, maybe I depend too much on myself.
哎呀，主啊，如果我是骄傲的话，求你原谅我。
And he prayed to the Lord that if I have been too proud, please forgive me.
结果最后一个面试呢，他自己都觉得面试的不怎么好。
So in the last interview, he felt that he didn't do too well.
他想说前面我觉得面试的好的都没有给我打电话。
And he thought in the beginning those interview that he felt he has done very well, but he did not receive any call.
后面最后这个大概也没有什么机会。
Then he thought the last one he probably wouldn't have too much chance.
结果祷告完之后呢，就接到电话了。
So but after when he prayed, he received a phone call.
给你一个工作的机会。
And there was phone call that asked him to go to work.
哇，他说感谢神啊。
So he was very thankful.
真的不是我自己的智慧。
And it's truly not my own wisdom.
荣耀都是归给神。
And glory is unto God.
所以哈利路亚这句话提醒我们，一切荣耀要归给主。
So hallelujah reminds us that all the glory we must give to God.
这里说呢，除了荣耀之外呢，全能也是属乎我们的神的。
And here it says that beside glory, power belongs to our God.
这个世界有很多不同的全能。
In this world, there are all different kinds of powers.
啊，有政治的全能。
There's political power.
你当政当官的有权。
And for those people who hold a political status or job.
富有的人也比较有钱。
And for those people who are wealthy,
因为钱财本身跟权力就是连在一起。
They have the power.
但是呢，我们刚刚所说的世上的政治的权力或是金钱带来的权力呢，不是绝对的。
But we have mentioned just now that political and economic power, they are not absolute.
它在属灵上呢，钱跟地位呢，一点用处都没有。
Because in spirit, power with regard to money and status is of no use.
譬如说，有一个人如果犯鬼了。
For example, if a person is being possessed,
很可怜了。
It's very pitiful.
你可以跟他说，啊，鬼啊，我给你一千万哦，你出去。
You can't tell the spirit, I'll give you $1 million and just get out.
啊。中文有句话，有钱啊，使得鬼推磨啊，其实不对的。
In the Chinese word, that's saying that ghosts, that if you have money, you can ask the ghosts to get out.
他犯鬼，你跟他说我给你钱，他会出去吗？
But in reality, it's not so.
啊，没办法了。
So you can't do anything to the ghosts.
以前有一个人犯鬼啊。
So one time, a person was being possessed by the evil spirit.
在里面跳来跳去。
And he was so possessed that he was moving all around.
就有一个弟兄做警察的。
So there was a brother who is a police officer.
哎呀，那个小 case.
And he thought, oh, this is a small case.
我什么坏人没有抓过？
I have arrested all different kind of criminals.
哎，他想用自己的擒拿手啦，什么功夫啦，去把他压住。
So he was trying to use his own ways, his kung fu, to try to suppress the evil spirit.
一个人呢，被魔鬼附的时候，他力很大的，那不是他自己的力量。
But if you notice a person who's being possessed by the evil spirit, they are very powerful.
哇，所以他去弄他，结果被他制服了。
And so he was not able to overcome this evil spirit that was being possessed.
这个不能靠人的全能、人的体力去做的事情。
So all this cannot be used by human power.
这个有个传道人在说：“奉主的圣名，安静。”
So there was a preacher that says, "In the name of Lord Jesus, be quiet."
哇，就乖乖坐下来。
So immediately that person who was being possessed sat down and was quiet.
所以这个就是属灵的全能啊。
So all this is the spiritual power.
我们看马可福音第一章二十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
1:21.
Mark chapter 1, verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach.
啊，这里说主耶稣在教导人的时候，他很有权柄。
Here tells us that when Jesus was teaching, he is filled with a lot of authority.
啊，再来看二十二节。
Verse 22, the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority.
23节.
Verse 23, just then a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out.
24节.
24, what do you want with us?
继续.
Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God.
25节.
Verse 25, be quiet. And Jesus said sternly, come out of him.
哦，主耶稣不单只是讲道很有权柄。
So not only Jesus had authority when he speaks.
就是主耶稣在聚会的时候，会堂里面有一个人被鬼附了。
So when they were in the synagogue and he was teaching, there was a man who was possessed by an evil spirit.
这里告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
聚会的时候，魔鬼可不可以进来？
That when we are in service, the evil spirit will often come and surround us.
可以的。
And it's possible.
那魔鬼是随时随地的。
Because the spirit is around us everywhere.
你可以进来，他也可以进来。
If you can come here, so can the evil spirit.
他在观察哪一个人可以，他可以来欺负他。
And he's here lurking and always waiting to devour any one of us here.
所以一个人被巫鬼附着的时候，他很可怜。
So when a person is being possessed by an evil spirit, it's very pitiful.
那么这个人就讲了说：“哎呀，拉撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干呢？你完了灭我们吗？”
So then this person says, "What do you have with us?" Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us?
我知道你是神的圣者。
I know that you are the Holy One of God.
哎，魔鬼也会讲一些好像道理的话。
Because we know that the evil one can also speak something that seems like truth.
他讲的东西没有错。
There's nothing wrong with what he said here.
但是一看呢，就在附鬼了。
You can know right away that he's being possessed.
所以耶稣把他赶出去，责备他，一点都不用跟他客气。
So Jesus was very stern, and immediately he rebuked the spirit.
好，这二十八节啊，就说乌鬼啊，就叫人那根抽筋抽风啊，就走了。
So in verse 28, immediately, the evil spirit, left the man.
所以权柄啊是属于神的。
So, we can see that the power belongs to God.
这个不是世界的权柄可以做到的事情。
This is not the power from this world that can do.
所以 Hallelujah 这句话很重要。
So, Hallelujah, this word is very important.
提醒我们权柄是属于神的。
It to remind us that power belongs to God.
我们常常有弟兄姐妹有这种体验哦。
So, in our church, often our brothers and sisters have such an experience.
有一些被魔鬼欺负啊。
That for some people who are being possessed by the evil spirit.
有时候晚上被魔鬼压。
Will be possessed by disturbed by the spirit at night.
有勇敢的信心，不怕他。
But they often have this faith and not afraid of the evil spirit.
你越怕他，他越来。
The more you're afraid of the evil spirit, the more they will come and disturb you.
不怕他，哈利路亚！哇，那我们鬼就走了。
If you're not afraid, we just shout out Hallelujah. The evil spirit will leave right away.
哈利路亚这句话真的很有权柄啊。
So Hallelujah has a lot of power in it.
告诉我们救恩。荣耀、权柄都是神的。
It tells us that the salvation, the glory, and the power belongs to God.
你看，我们人生了，有了这三样东西，就什么都有了。
So once we have these three, we have everything.
再来看回来启示录的第十九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
第三节哦。
Verse 3. And again they shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever."
继续。
Verse 4, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne.
好，这里第二、第三节告诉我们了，第二次念哈利路亚的时候，就是这个淫妇被败坏、被审判的时候了。
And in verse 2 and 3, it tells us the next hallelujah was during the time when he condemned the great prostitute.
好，那个淫妇是谁呢？
Who is this great prostitute?
大巴比伦罪恶的世界。
This prostitute is a great Babylon, which is the evil world.
这个是还没有发生的，是预言式的，将来式的。
This has not happened, but this is a prophecy.
但有一天呢，这个罪恶的世界啊，大淫妇、大巴比伦会在很短的时间之内被烧了。看到它冒烟的时候，你就哈利路亚了。
So one day in the end time, this great prostitute will be burned in a very short period of time.
所以以后啊，圣徒看到这个世界被烧的时候，被审判的时候，哇，好高兴啊！
When the saints saw this this prostitute that was being judged, then they were filled with a lot of joy.
因为这个世界太坏了，到越来越后面会越坏。
Because this earth was very corrupted, especially close to the end time.
甚至会逼迫圣徒啊，逼迫那些敬虔的正直的人啊。
And it will get worse and worse. It will continue to persecute the saints, especially the righteous one.
让他流很多血。
And that they will be bled to death.
这个以前早就发生过了。
So all this has already happened.
啊，罗马时代发生过了。
It happened during the Roman times.
整个罗马帝国都在逼迫基督徒。
And the whole of the Roman kingdom was persecuting Christian at that time.
去杀基督徒。
They killed Christian.
今天如果你们有机会去罗马去参观的话，去那个斗兽场啊，就是看到以前呢、啊，就是在那个地方把基督徒用来喂狮子的。
So, if you have a chance to go to the city of Rome, you will see this this place, Colosseum. It's a place where they used to feed the lions.
将来呢？将来也会。
Christian to feed the lions.
将来这个大巴比伦也会这样流圣徒的血。
So this will also happen during the end time.
所以最后呢，大巴比伦就会被烧了。
But in the end, this city of Babylon will be burned and destroyed.
就哈利路亚的声音出来了。
And then the word, and then they will start to shout Hallelujah. You can hear the voice.
那有人就想了，这个有可能吗？这个世界有可能被烧吗？
Then some people will think that is this possible? This world will come to the end in fire.
世界呢，以前曾经被毁灭过一次，是用水。
In the past, we know that this earth has been destroyed by water.
但是圣经说了，在末后的日子，这个。世界末日呢，主要是用火来毁灭世界。
But the Bible tells us that in the end, this world will be destroyed by fire.
以前呢，发生过一次小型的，用火来毁灭。
But in the past, when this earth was destroyed by water, it was a small-scale destruction.
By fire, huh? 我们看创世纪的二第十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation.
十九章二十三节。
Sorry, Genesis.
创世纪十九章二十三节。
Chapter 19, verse 23. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had raised over the land. 24. The Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Verse 25. Then he overthrew this city and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land.
这里告诉我们，创世纪的时候有一个真实的故事发生。
So in Here it tells us there's a true story that happened.
当时有两座城叫做索多玛跟俄摩拉。
There was two cities at the time, Sodom and Gomorrah.
这两个城市的非常的罪恶。
And these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, are very evil cities.
其中一个罪让神不能忍受的罪恶就是他们的同性恋的行为。
And one of the evil that God cannot withstand is the homosexual.
好，很淫乱这个城市。
It's a very immoral city.
非常的罪恶。
It's a very evil city.
神给他们机会，但是他没有悔改。
God has given them a lot of chances, but they refuse to repent.
在里面啊，连十个义人都找不到。
They cannot even find 10 righteous people in the city.
好，所以呢，神要毁灭这个城市了。
So God decided to destroy the cities.
怎么样毁灭呢？
How did he destroy these two cities?
用烈火来毁灭。
He used fire to destroy them.
哇，这里记载啊，这个火是从神那边来，二十四节，从天上神那边来的。
Here in verse 24, it says that this fire came from heaven.
不是自己燃烧，自己火警啊，烧起来的，是从神来的。
The fire is not start from city itself, but the fire here it says is from the Lord out of the heaven.
还有这个火的温度很高。
And the temperature of this fire is very high.
因为神让这个火啊，跟硫磺一起下来。
Because God allowed this fire to come down together with burning sulfur.
我们知道每一样东西燃烧的温度都不一样。
We know that everything burns at a different temperature.
啊，如果你要烧一个蜡烛，那个火是。橘子色的，黄色的。
If you were to light a candle, the flame is orange color.
可能只有几百度。
Maybe it's just a few hundred degrees.
你烧那个天然气，就蓝色的火，那个就可能有一千度。
But if you were to burn a natural gas, then maybe it's higher, it's over 1,000 degrees.
哇，但是如果叫硫磺的火。
But if you were to burn with burning sulfur,
燃烧的温度就更高。
Then the temperature is even higher.
可能有超过一千度。
Maybe it's over 1,000 degrees.
所有石头啊、木头啊，什么都融化了。
So everything will then be burned.
有时候我在想哦。
So sometimes I'm thinking.
那个火化，那个火炉真的很厉害啊。
That
那个 cremation 啊。
The cremation is actually quite powerful.
什么都可以烧光。
Everything can be burned.
但是呢，烧这个索多玛、蛾摩拉火可能比这个更高温。
But maybe the fire that burns the Sodom and Gomorrah is even more powerful, even much higher.
一下就烧光了。
Burned the whole city in one instant.
那么圣经有预言。
So the Bible also has prophecy.
这个世界最后的结果也是被烧。
That in the end, this whole world will also be burned.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
Second Peter,
第三章
chapter 3,
第三章第十节
verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
啊，这里圣经告诉我们预言呢、啊。
So here is the prophecies.
主的日子就是审判的日子。
That the day of the Lord, which is the day of judgment.
世界末日的日子。
That is the last day.
用烈火来烧掉全地，还有其中一切的。
That the whole world will be destroyed by fire.
这个第十节说要一切有形质的，有形质的，就是英文是原文是 element.
So in verse 10, it says that everything that every element.
好，我们知道读化学知道物质最基本的单位就是元素 element.
We know that the basic of a material is element.
那个元素周期表里面有五六十种元素。
And within the material, there are many kinds of different elements.
啊，你把东西拆呀拆拆拆到拆到最后就剩下元素了。
So we break down material, just go to the basic elements.
啊，你再拆就是要拆核子反应了，就完了，这个很困难。
And if you go further, you'll be actually tearing it down to some different atomic reactions.
但是这里说最后那个火从神来，是连 element 连。形质都烧光了 ，element 都没有了。
It says here when the fire come at the end, it will burn everything in it.
可以烧到，可以说连烧到连灰都没有了。
And we can say that there's not even ashes that's being left behind.
不是从人来的火可以烧成这样。
So this is not fire that comes from man.
不是核子弹啊，原子弹的火。
It's not the nuclear atomic bomb.
从神来的火。
But this fire is from God.
这个就是整个漂亮。荣华富贵的世界，巴比伦以后的结果。
And so this is the result of a beautiful, splendid city of Babylon.
所以，如果我们人的一辈子的盼望都在世界的话
，So if our hope is all in this world，
你看到这样子被烧，你是念不出哈利路亚的。
Then if you see this world being burned, then you will not even say hallelujah.
我的钱在里面呢，被烧了。
My money is in this world.
我的房子在里面呢，被烧了。
My house is in this world.
我的事业在里面呢，被烧了。
My whole career is in this world.
你怎么可以念哈利路亚？
How can you even say hallelujah?
你可能说不要那么快烧，好不好？
Maybe you would just tell the God saying,
再给我十年吧。
Please don't burn this world. Give me another 10 years.
但是如果我们的人生的盼望不是在世界的话，
So if our hope is not in this world,
尤其是在末世的圣徒，他们被逼迫很惨。
Especially at the end time, the saints will be persecuted.
人生是受苦啊。
And they will be suffering.
逼迫啊。
Because of persecution.
很希望主耶稣再来。
And they will hope. They only hope the coming of the Lord Jesus.
看到巴比伦的火烧到冒烟了。
So when they see the city of Babylon that was burning fire,
Hallelujah.
And they will shout out Hallelujah.
主耶稣快来了。
And they will shout out Hallelujah, waiting for the Lord to come soon.
所以这个就是一个信徒的一生的追求啊。
And this is the pursuit of the saint.
但是很可惜啊，罗德的妻子啊，她知道这个巴比伦不是巴比伦，这个索多玛、阿摩拉被烧啊，她很不舍得。
But as we know that Lot's wife, he couldn't bear the city of God and Gomorrah being burned down.
天使跟他说：“我救你，你们要跑，拼命跑，千万不要往回头看。”
The angel was telling them to, right now, you must run for your life. Please not turn back and look at the cities.
这个她不舍得啊。
But she couldn't bear the loss, the beauty of the cities.
一回头看，就变成一根岩柱了。
So she turned her head and looked, and she turned into a pillar of salt.
所以啊。这个哈利路亚，看到这个巴比伦被烧的时候，对我们很大的启发啊、哦。
So this Hallelujah is a great warning for all of us.
啊，再来看回来启示录第十九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
第四节。
Verse 4, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and he cried, "Amen, Hallelujah."
这里说啊，又有24个长老，还有四活物，就俯伏敬拜那宝座的神。
And here it says that there were 24 elders and four living creatures worshiping God.
啊，这是告诉我们，天上围绕神的这些长老啊、活物啊，都是很完美的、很完美的。
And tells us that in heaven there were elders and living creatures worshiping God, and it's very perfect.
他们怎么敬拜神呢
？How did they worship God?
第一就是俯伏敬拜。
They fell down.Prostrate.
整个人跪下来，整个人趴下来。
The whole body they kneel down before God.
这里告诉我们，敬拜神呢、啊、是最虔诚的这个举动，就是跪下来了。
And it tells us the most revered way to worship God is to kneel down.
今天很多教会他们祷告，他不跪下来了。
In a lot of churches, you find that when people pray, they do not kneel down.
得坐着了。
They just sit.
或者站着了。
Or stand.
很少跪下来了。
It's very seldom we see them kneeling.
真耶稣教会的祷告呢，我们要。祷告，要是迫切祷告，要求圣灵啊，求恩典的时候，都是跪下来。
But in true Jesus Church, when we pray, we often kneel down.
那么祷告要念什么呢
？And so when we pray, what do we cry out?
24个长老四活物的祷告词啊，很简单。
And it's in here in verse 4, it's very simple. Their prayer.
就是阿门，哈利路亚。
Amen, Hallelujah.
哎，中文是六个字啊，英文是两个字而已。
So there are only two words in their prayer.Amen, Hallelujah.
Amen 是什么意思
？What is Amen？
就是我很诚心的，我是真的。
Amen means truly from the heart.
我不是讲讲而已的。
It's not just with your words.
我真的是在说 Hallelujah 的。
But it's truly from the heart that you say Hallelujah.
Hallelujah， 刚刚我们讲过，我是真的是赞美你的。
So truly, I praise you.
就是祷告最有效、最清楚。主耶稣最喜欢听到的话。
So this is one of the most effective and clear prayer that the Lord Jesus loves to hear.
所以真耶稣教会啊，真的一开始就知道这个圣经的奥秘。
So in True Jesus Church, we know the mystery of the Bible right from the beginning.
我们祷告就是哈利路亚。
So when we pray, we say Hallelujah.
不用讲别的。
We don't have to say anything else.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
We just keep saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
啊，很多第一次来到我们教会的聚会的基督徒朋友可能不是很习惯，为什么你们只念哈利路亚，哈利路亚
？And a lot of people will come here for first time to seek the truth. They were not used to the fact that we keep saying Hallelujah.
它是很奇妙啊。
But miraculously.
如果是慕道者啊，愿意跟随。顺服谦卑就是跪在上面念哈利路亚哈利路亚虔诚的
But for those of true seekers who are humble enough to pursue God they will very naturally say hallelujah in their prayer
都很快得到圣灵了
And very soon they will receive the Holy Spirit
虽然这个祷告的方式跟一般的基督教很不一样
Even though the prayer is very different from other churches
一般的基督教是牧师代祷啊，他念牧师那一代最后的人就念阿门就好了
In most churches when they pray they repeat after the pastor
我们就跪下来，一定要跪下来，还要大声念哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
But for us, we all kneel down, and each of us will call out to God and praise Him with hallelujah.
记得我们在教会长大的，在小时候在教会里面，灵恩会的时候都会说，哎呀，要求圣灵。
And I remember when I was growing up in church and during a spiritual convocation, we asked to pray for the Holy Spirit.
小孩子们都会斗啊，看谁先得圣灵啊。
And as little children, we always have a competition to see who will get the Holy Spirit first.
祷告的时候都很迫切，大声念 hallelujah, hallelujah.
And then as little children, we'll just pray out to God and say hallelujah.
那时候也不晓得哈利路亚什么意思啊。
And then when I was little, I don't even remember what is the meaning of
hallelujah. 反正都是哈利路亚就对了。
And I just remember I was taught to say hallelujah.
很想要圣灵啊，主耶稣赶快给我圣灵。
And all I wanted was the Holy Spirit at that time. May the Lord give me the Holy Spirit soon.
大部分我们的信徒回想一下，你怎么得圣灵的
？And just remember how we have received the Holy Spirit.
都是哈利路亚才得到圣灵的嘛。
Is it when we say hallelujah then we receive the Holy Spirit?
这个很奇妙啊。
This is very miraculous and.Indeed.
有一个，我们有一个姐妹，她的先生本来不信的。
There was a sister. Her husband was not a believer.
但是啊，跟姐妹结了婚之后，当然就慢慢的啊，一开始把太太送来教会。
So after when married the sister, he will bring the sister to church.
后来也来听一听呢。
And he also come to church and listen to the truth.
他觉得你们教会老是讲 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
And then he said that how come in your church you kept saying Hallelujah?
难道只有这句话而已吗
？Is there only just one word Hallelujah?
但是他越后来越听道理，越觉得这个道理很好。
And after when he comes to the church and listen to the truth, he find the teaching was very good.
他后来喜欢来教会听道理。
And he starts to come to church a lot because he likes to listen to the teaching.
那这个姐妹有时候懒哦，有时候说哎，礼拜六还不要来了。
And then in the end, the sister is the one who started to get lazy and she doesn't feel like coming to church.
反正那个先生提醒她，哎，今天不用哈利路亚。
And then the husband reminded her, how come today you don't need to go to church and say hallelujah?
有时候那个先生懒了，不想去教会了。
And when the husband was lazy,
哎，说女儿提醒他，爸爸要不要去哈利路亚？
And then the daughter reminded the father, Dad, you want to go hallelujah?
好了好了，我们一起去哈利路亚了。
And then together the dad will say, okay, let's go hallelujah.
他觉得说哈利路亚就是代名词，就是来教会啊，来祷告。
So hallelujah is another word for coming to church and to pray.
他一开始呢就对这个圣灵也是很不懂啊，觉得说为什么你们每个祷告都这样？
So in the beginning, this brother he didn't understand Holy Spirit and why.That we are praying like this.
但是后来呢，他慢慢的好了，就一起祷告试试看了。
So then later on, he is willing to pray together.
我就练 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
So then, he pray and say Hallelujah in his prayer.
有一次啊，他练 Hallelujah, 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 那个舌头就练不出 Hallelujah 来了。
And then one day when he was praying with Hallelujah and Hallelujah,
舌头就跳动了。
Because his tongue starts to move.
哇，得了圣灵啊！
He received the Holy Spirit.
一开始他很害怕，他想说：“哎呀，不要，不要，不要。”
At first, he was very worried, and he resisted.
后来告诉他说：“你不用担心，圣灵要给你啊，你要顺服。”
But then later on, the preacher told him that he should not be worried.
后来就这样得了圣灵啊。
And then he received the Holy Spirit.
后来全家一起信主了，受洗了。
Then the whole family believed together and was baptized.
所以，参加会宝贵的就是会念哈利路亚。
So what is precious in our true Jesus Church is that everybody will know how to praise God with Hallelujah.
祷告的时候，有时候还没有得圣灵之前，我们都是哈利路亚。
And prior to receive the Holy Spirit, we all know how to pray for it with the word Hallelujah.
就算我们得了圣灵之后，也可以多念 Hallelujah.
And after when we receive Holy Spirit, we can continue to say Hallelujah.
洗碗的时候可以 Hallelujah.
When we wash dishes, we can praise the Lord with Hallelujah.
洗澡的时候也可以 Hallelujah.
And when we are having a shower, we also can praise the Lord with Hallelujah.
跑步的时候也可以 Hallelujah.
And in our daily activity, we can praise the Lord with Hallelujah.
你太好了。
We can praise the Lord every day for His wonder and His mercy.
再来看第五节。十九章第五节。
Back to chapter 19, 第九节
verse 5.
Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both small and great."
这句话是神的回应啊。
So this is a voice, the reply from God.
刚刚是二十四个长老还有四活牧说。我们都哈利路亚阿们嘛。
And just now, the 24 elders and the four living creatures, the one who was praying and saying hallelujah.
第五节就是神从宝座有声音的回应。
And in verse 5 is a voice that came from the throne saying,
神的众仆人啊。
Saying, praise your, our God, all you His servants.
凡敬畏神的名的。
Those people who fear God.
无论是大小都要赞美我们的神啊。
Both small and great, praise God.
所以神喜欢我们赞美他。
So here we can see that God loves that we praised Him.
天天赞美，时时赞美。
That we must praise Him daily.
有时候你不开心哦，你就哈利路亚，想啊神， 你帮助我。
And every time when we are not, or we are feeling down, we can say Hallelujah.
遇到危险了，Hallelujah，神啊救我。
When we're in danger, we can say Hallelujah.
遇到试探引诱，魔鬼一些放一些不好的思想在你头脑里面，Hallelujah，魔鬼跑开。
And when we face temptation, we can say Hallelujah and ask God, ask Satan to leave us.
祷告的时候大声 Hallelujah.
And when we praise the Lord in our prayer, Hallelujah.
你看第六节。
In verse 6, it says, Then I heard what sounded like great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah.
哦，你看，这个就是神讲完话之后呢，所有的人的回应。
So this is a reply after when God has spoken.
一开始群众没有那么大声念哈利路亚。
At first there wasn't a loud sound from the great multitude.
神都讲得那么清楚了，所有敬畏他的仆人。信他的都要念哈利路亚。
And God, this voice from heaven says, for those people who fear Him must say Hallelujah.
哇，这个天上所有的群众啊，一起大声念了。
And then there was this great sound from this great multitude.
加起来就好像众水的声音，大雷的声音呢。
And the voice when it comes together is like the sound of the rushing waters and thunders.
好像一个最大的交响曲，就是哈利路亚交响曲。
And it's like a great sound saying Hallelujah.
我们的神作王了。
This praises that God has reigned.
哇，你看这个声音多好啊。
And how wonderful is this voice?
很多慕道者第一次来我们教会，都会被我们祷告的声音吓一跳。
A lot of truth seekers were quite scared by our prayer.
怎么那么大声啊？
Because we are praying very loud.
大家都拼命喊。
And everybody was shouting Hallelujah.
其实不是每一个人大声，只是大家的声音开了，加起来就有点大声了。
It's not that everybody just is loud, but it's because a combination of all the voices, that's why it becomes so loud.
但是这个圣经都讲，每个人都开口哈利路亚，当然就大声了。
And just like the Bible tells us that when everybody pray together, then it becomes very loud.
哇，所以神很喜欢我们以哈利路亚赞美他。
So God loves it when we can praise Him with Hallelujah.
我们要过一个哈利路亚的人生。
We must live a life of Hallelujah.
把哈利路亚的精神呢？活在我们的信仰生活当中。
And live the spirit of Hallelujah in our daily life.
所以现在我们要唱哈利路亚这首诗啊，
so、
要唱很大声的
啊。Hymn, Hallelujah.
要有精神的来哈利路亚。
And sing it really loud.
我们来唱第三首。
Let's sing hymns number three.